Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Pesachim, Perek Yod, Mishnah Gemel. Hevi lefanav. Then they would bring before him, says the Bat Tanura, the vegetables. Why were the vegetables brought in now? So the child should ask, why are we bringing vegetables before the Suda? What's different about tonight? Normally they didn't bring in vegetables before the Suda. Some say, pshat is, being that in the times of the Gemara, every person sitting by a meal had like his own table, like a tray kind of a table. So some say it means they brought in this little table full of food, and they placed it before the person who's leading the Seder. Zok de Mishnah Vayter, mitavel bachazeres. He eats dipped lettuce. He dips in the lettuce. The Bat Tanura says it doesn't have to be lettuce. This first time we're dipping in could be with any vegetable. But if he doesn't have any other vegetables, so he uses the chazeres. So the main thing is that he eats the vegetable now. What's the lashon that he dips it? So the Bat Tanura explains that in the times of the Gemara, whatever they ate, they always dipped it into something. That's why the Gemara Mamish refers to eating as dipping. However, the Bat Tanura cautions us, this dipping was not in charoises, because later on it says they brought in the matzah, the chazeres, and the charoises. So they didn't bring the charoises yet. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, he dips in the lettuce, atche megila paperas hapas, before he reaches the next step, which is parperas hapas. What is parperas hapas? The Bat Tanura understands it means eating matzah. Some say the girsa of the Bat Tanura really was atche megila lefar peres hapas, till he reaches the time to crumble the matzah, because you break the matzah before you make the bracha over it. So in other words, according to the Bat Tanura, the Mishnah is telling us that the yirakos, the vegetables, is the only thing he eats before the matzah. What about the maror? The maror comes after the matzah. Like it says, al matzah zemroirim, matzah first, and then maror. There are many other pshatim as to what lefar peres hapas means, but we're going to learn like the Bat Tanura learns. Okay, so the Mishnah just told us that between the chazeres, the vegetables that he eats, whether it's chazeres or other vegetables at the beginning, and the matzah, there's nothing in between. Hey, vilafon of matzah. Now they bring the matzah before him. So we would understand that to mean the three matzahs, the chazeres, and the lettuce. This is to fulfill the mitzvah of marah, even though you can be yotze marah with many different types, like we learned earlier, but chazeres is the first one on the list. The charoises. What is charoises? Well, you know what charoises is. The Bat Tanura explains that it's made from figs, different types of nuts, almonds, many types of fruit. We put in apples. And the Bat Tanura says then it's pounded. And we mix it with vinegar. It means fruit vinegar. And they put some thin spices on it. Cinnamon that resembles the straw in Mitzrayim. It was mixed into the bricks that they had to make. And the charoises is supposed to have like a thickness to it, as a zecher to the tit, the lime, the mortar that the Yidden had to make in Mitzrayim. The apple is a remez to what Chazal tell us, Tachas HaTepuach. The Klal Yisrael was so protected as the children were being born and raised, and all the many nisim that took place then. So again, at this point, we bring in the matzah, the chazeres, or whatever he's going to be yotze marah with, the charoises and the charoises, ushnei tavshilin. What is shnei tavshilin? Shnei tavshilin are the two cooked dishes, that's a zecher for the Karban Pesach and the Karban Chagiga. What do we use for these two cooked dishes? So the minig is, we take a roasted, like polka, the shank bone, that's the Karban Pesach. We don't eat it at night because we don't eat anything roasted at night. You shouldn't confuse it to be mamish the Karban Pesach. It's just a zecher for the Karban Pesach. And we take a boiled egg as a zecher for the Chagiga. Some say one of the reasons for the egg is because, you know, the simon of Atbash, Aleph is to Tav, Beis is to Shin. Aleph, the first day of Pesach, is always the same day as Tisha B'Av, and the egg is a simon of Avelos. Okay, so either way, Ushnei Tavshilin, we bring in the two Tavshilin, the two cooked things. One is Zecher LePesach, the other is Zecher LeChagiga. Zok the Mishnah, even though Charoises is on this list, but Charoises isn't really a mitzvah. Afal pi she'ein Charoises mitzvah, even though Charoises within itself is not a mitzvah, it was really brought lerefuah, to break up the sharpness of the mortar. Or there was a certain sap in the lettuce also. this would break it up. Some held it was like a poison, and this would be mevatel a poison. Rabbi Haigon says when a person eats lettuce, sometimes he gets like bloated from gases, and the chereisis takes it away. So whatever the case may be, this Tana holds that the chereisis itself was not a mitzvah, it was just a practical thing for purposes of refuah. Rabbi Eliezer, but a tzaddik gamer mitzvah? No, it was a mitzvah. It's a zecher l'tapuach, which as we explained beforehand, we said that the chereisis has apples inside. As a zecher to the apple tree, the big leaves of the apple tree protected the Yiddish babies. That's where the women went to give birth. And it's also a zecher for the tit, like we explained earlier. Zakta Mishnah Vayitru b'migdash. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, this is how it used to be in the Ezer Shem Yisbarach, it'll be again soon. Hayim Eviyim Lefanav Gufay Shel Pesach. They would bring the Karban Pesach now. Why was it brought in now? So some say because during the Seder we say Pesach Zeh. So they would point to the Pesach. So quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned the Seder starts off with him dipping in vegetables. If it's lettuce, it can be lettuce, but it could be any other vegetable. And that's before they bring in the matzah. He does not eat the maror at this point. Maror is only after the matzah. The Mishnah explains they bring in the matzah, the chazeres, which is the first option for maror, the charoises, and the tutav shilin, one was zecher lePesach, the other was zecher lChagiga. We said our minig is to use a shank bone and an egg. The first Tana holds that the chereisis itself was not a mitzvah, but it was just done to take away either the poison or the sharpness of the maror. And Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik says, no, it is a mitzvah, because it represented the apple tree, which protected the Yiddish babies, that allowed for the mothers to have their children, to protect them from the mitzriim, to make everything comfortable. And also the thickness of the moisture was a zecher for the tit in Mitzrayim. The Mishnah concluded by saying that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, at this point, they would also bring in the goof of the carbon Pesach.